hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All the stops are out. Everybody is here. Jennifer Horn.
It sounded like it was work for you to start that sentence.
Which sentence?
All right.
I was a little. You were right. It was a little.
We've been having a good day so far. What's the matter?
You try that again.
You want me to try it again?
I need you to lift me up. Lift me up, because I'm starting slow.
Lift me up, Buttercup. Remember, lift me up, Buttercup.
Why do you build me up?
Build me up.
That also, but there's a lift me up, Buttercup. I think that's around somewhere as well.
It's
you're gonna try to find it. All right, well, it is build me up, but I think there's a lift me up somewhere too, someplace in some historical.
Hold on a minute. That will absolutely do it. Let's do it. Come on. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I need something. Thank you very much, Dudley.
All right, enough of that.
Yes, thank you. Now it's your turn again.
Okay, so let's see what we have from the Queen of Cheap Department. We have lots to look forward to today. As tomorrow,
yes,
both Jennifer and Roberto will be gonzo. So we have to make this twice as good for boys' morning together.
Boys' morning out.
All right.
Well, let's see. We have free kids' meal at Olive Garden. We have free kids' meal at Outback. We've got Mucho Buckos off a big pizza at Papa John's. And we're going to tell you how to get 100 free books from Amazon.
100?
100.
What are you going to do with 100 free books?
Well, they're e-books.
Read them.
So you read them.
You can't read 100 books.
What do you mean you can't read 100 books?
Who's got time for that?
You read a book a week.
Yeah.
For 2 years is 100 books. Bingo.
Wow.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You barely read the newspaper.
I know.
One of the magazines that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Check in with Newsweek.
See how Newsweek is doing this.
If I can't read it on the loo in the morning, it doesn't get read.
So how do you read from a Kindle or or from an iPad on the loo?
You take it in with you, Doug.
I suppose the same as a book.
My wife will tell you, she can read 100 books. She's so into her iPad and reading these books, she's always got that iPad in her hands at night. And she must go through 2 books a week. And she's not reading War and Peace or anything like that. Just these kind of like little getaway.
2 books a week?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're anything big, but I mean, she's always reading this thing, and she loves it.
The book says Fabio on the cover.
Yeah.
How about Flabio? Whatever happened to him?
That's me.
Remember Flabio?
No, he's Fabio. I'm Flabio.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we have later on this hour from the Queen of Cheap. Jennifer also will touch in on the television news of the day. Dr. Drew involved in the Lohan situation, amongst other things. Did you know that... Elizabeth
Quick question, though.
Yes.
Is Dr. Drew the new Dr. Phil?
He's better than Dr. Phil.
You think?
He's definitely more legit.
You think he's really interested in helping people? Or
absolutely.
You think he's interested
Dr. Drew?
I think he is 100% into helping people.
You think so? He's not
absolutely.
Into it just to build his
I think it's a two-way
media
street.
Career.
Both of those
you know
things
what?
Are true.
I think that it might be a nice perk for him, but I honestly, truly believe at the core of him he likes to help
people.
Yeah,
he's a genuine
people.
Guy.
Okay.
Yeah. There's an audio email floating about. Which many of you may have heard this week, resurrected. You may have heard it before. One of the last performances George Carlin did.
Oh man.
On the road with a blank everybody.
He basically walks out on stage and he says, I'd like to say blank Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
And while we're at it, blank Dr. Phil.
Right, and then blanks a few other people.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes, we obviously couldn't play it here, but it's pretty funny. You can use your imagination on that one. Pretty
but he
funny.
Did this years ago before all this Lance Armstrong stuff came up.
Yeah, I don't think it was that long. He's been dead for, a year?
Oh, and Tiger Woods. That was the
Tiger
other one.
Woods was
yeah.
The other one.
Yeah. No, because it was when Lance Armstrong was... the hero, the country's hero. And his point, his whole point was, with Tiger Woods and Lance Armstrong, don't tell me who I should idolize. Don't tell me who should be my hero. I want to pick my own heroes.
Yeah.
Blank Lance Armstrong and yeah. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor has topped her good friend Michael Jackson on the list of the top earning dead celebrities.
Well, I mean, Elvis is still up there, right?
Elvis is number three. Let's see. Elizabeth Taylor's estate earned $210 million in the past 12 months.
Perfume?
Movies, perfume. Yeah, a lot of her stuff.
Who's going to see Elizabeth Taylor?
Auctions
movies?
Of her jewelry.
She's got a lot of stuff, though. I think more than her legacy in the arts. Yeah, she's got a product. Lot of stuff.
She's got product.
Jackson came in second, $145 million worth of sales last year to his estate.
Money.
Elvis was third with $55 million to his estate.
Wow.
Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, is fourth, $37 million to his estate. And Bob Marley is fifth, $17 million to his
estate. Well, he's got to sell all that split,
estate.
You know?
Yeah.
Doug has no idea what that is, Roberta.
What is it?
He's going to sell all that spliff.
Never mind.
Spliff. Must have something to do with drug paraphernalia.
Yes, it does.
I have no idea what it is either. Yeah. That doesn't feel any better.
Yeah, it does.
People live under a rock.
What I'm worried about is...
Maybe. Well, at least it's a clean rock.
I'm happy to live under the rock, thanks. I'm happy to live under the rock. And I don't mean Dwayne Johnson either.
You know what I find amazing? Is my son listed the other day as Michael Jackson as one of his favorite celebrities. And, you know, how long has Michael Jackson been gone? 3 years or something like that? My son was five. Hey, this guy still has popularity with the kids. All the kids still know who he is.
What, Bob Marley?
No, Michael Jackson.
Sorry. Yeah. This isn't Michael Jackson. This is Bob Marley.
Yeah, this is Bob Marley. It still amazes me that he makes as much money as he does being the dead guy.
All right, well. Let's get back to life here, can we?
Marley's great.
14 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You've heard me talking this week about a new book called 101 Recipes for Beauty. The authority in beauty is David Pollack. He's written this book after his experience working for some of the big cosmetic firms. He has created, because he's a scientist, some new therapy for your skin. Hydro-drench moisturizing creams, creams for your eyes, creams for most every part of your body. Your lips, even things for your hair. It's a great product line. And you can learn a whole lot, not only about this line, but about what your body is doing and how your body is working in this 101 Recipes for Beauty from David Pollack, which you can get by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Get a free copy of this book, 101 Recipes, or should I say 101 Recipes for Beauty. David Pollack is putting it all out on the line here, and you can find out what it is that you need, the essentials you need to have your beauty maintained by looking into the info in the book. JustAskDavid.com/Doug. That's how you get the free copy of this book. JustAskDavid.com/Doug.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. the beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly traded green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com, up to $80,000 a year for some of these jobs. Really cool. Happy to be able to help them out with you. And if you're a veteran, someone in your family's a veteran, the opportunity to get ahead is very, very cool. Happy to be of service. I have a word for you to understand as part of my continuing education here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I would like you to see if you can figure out what this word means and how it is applied. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to give you the word. I'm going to spell it, and then I'm going to let you do your work. This is for everybody at home. Swell prizes. Either have cosmetics from Pure Attitude or Doug Steffen paraphernalia. The word is dhimmitude. D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E.
Isn't that thing on the wall that makes the lights go, like, lower and higher?
That's the clapper.
It's a dhimmitude?
That's the
You've got dhimmitude.
D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E. D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting word.
Yeah.
All right? You may not have ever heard the word until now. You can type it into Google. You can start reading. It's pretty interesting.
How did you even come across this word?
You know how I am always getting email from people who have interesting things. People who listen to the program send me email. It's Doug@DougSteffen.com or Rich. You get a lot of email, Richie. It's interesting.
Yep.
Rich@DougSteffen.com, Jennifer@DougSteffen.com, Roberta@DougSteffen.com. And I'm going to give you no up or down on this. It's just an interesting word that has shown up in an interesting way in an interesting document. How's that, Richie, for laying it out?
It's a very interesting word.
It's a very interesting word,
yeah.
Part of a very interesting document, and part of a very interesting reference, if you will. 800-510-8255. Certainly the cause for conversation, which is really why we are here, is it not? To have conversation about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. And so this another attempt at stretching your mind on Good Day.
I want to time it with you. With time it. Time it. And I hope you like time it too.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Some of the music that was number one during this week in various genres, various times over the last 20, 25 years. This is a Step by Step, number one during this week, peaked during this week in 1981. Eddie Rabbit.
I forgot all about this song.
Was he the cop or was Eddie Money the cop? I never
Eddie Money was the cop.
Eddie Money, was New York City policeman.
But they were both around Richie, I think.
At about the same time,
yeah.
Were they not?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good way to get started. Let's move ahead to this week in 1986. The number one song belonged to very interesting, very, very interesting character. Cyndi Lauper here on Good Day. Just to, we have bits and pieces of music, snippets of things that are kind of cool. That we all kind of can register in with most of the emotions that are
attached. I saw her do a blues set at the Jazz Festival in New Orleans last year.
Wow.
And it brings a whole new perspective to Cyndi Lauper when you see her sing some old school blues.
Yeah. All right, also on the list of pop favorites for this week, 2004, Maroon 5. What does this mean to you, those of you who are in maybe school in some way, shape, or another involved some relationship during this week in 2004. Did this song speak to you?
This is back when Adam Levine and I were dating.
Yeah.
And he sang this song to me. That was nice.
She will be loved. She
will. Yeah. Is he still with Maroon 5 now that he's the big star on The Voice?
Sure is, and I just bought my tickets March 15th.
What is the story behind this song, She Will Be Loved? What is this song all about?
I know I tend to get so insecure. Doesn't matter anymore.
It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's not always rainbows and butterflies.
Hallelujah, brother.
That's for sure. All right, let's go to this week in 1978 for Nick Gilder's Hot Child in the City. A little different tone than the last. Piece of music. Richie's going to love this. Number one during this week in 1980 belonged to Barbara Streisand.
I need somebody to come in and push the button for me. I can't.
I can handle this. Here we go. Truth be told, she's quite a good singer, has a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah.
And I like her politics. But
No.
Some people do, some people don't.
Hey, it has nothing to do with her politics. I put her right up there with extremely talented, but extremely sappy and Celine Dion-ish. She's the original Celine Dion.
Really? I don't agree with that at all.
Really?
No. But Celine Dion has nothing next to Barbara Streisand, I don't think, in terms of...
Really?
Oh, I think they both got voices.
She beat her chest in argument.
Really?
Yeah.
Pink, number one during this week in 2008.
Ooh, I just bought these concert tickets, too.
What is it?
And about a year ago, she looks great. She lost 60 pounds.
They confused her with Jewel for a while. I don't know why.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Totally but different.
Don't do that, says Richie. All right, Richie, I won't. I'll slap my wrist right now. Funny and after on Good Day.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later, adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet, no matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico, 15 minutes could...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer has the Teller's Report. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap, and I have information on the word D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E. Dimutude. Is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, huh?
Today. How about that?
That's a little tiny guy, a dimutude.
That's a dimutude.
Oh, okay,
apprentice for the elves.
Dude, yes.
Under the circumstances, an apprentice for the elves. All right, so let's get to the Queen of Cheap report, because Roberta has lots of information to help you save lots of money. And by the way, all of this material is cumulative, that we keep the things in the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com that are applicable as time goes on.
That don't expire.
Do not
expire.
Some
evergreen stuff in
there. That was a better way. You both said it better than I did. Many words.
Roberta Bessanelli.
Yeah.
Let's start with a special deal just for today. You know, I generally don't like chain restaurants, but I actually do like the Olive Garden because they have that soup and salad thing, where you get unlimited soup and unlimited salad, and so I absolutely love that. Well, if you go to the Olive Garden today and you buy an entree, you can get your kids' meal absolutely free. Free kids' meal with the purchase of an adult entree at Olive Garden. But it's just for today, so you should go take advantage of that. Also, at Outback Steakhouse, which actually is another chain, which isn't bad. I can actually find things I can eat in there. On Halloween, you bring your little ghosts and goblins, and you get a free meal with an adult purchase at Outback. That's just on Halloween, though. If pizza's your thing, Papa John's, we have this coupon online for 40% off of Papa John's pizza, which, again, if you're doing some Halloween bash, that would be really cool. You can just do it for dinner tonight if you're really lazy. 100 free books from Amazon.com. E-books. These are e-books. You read them on your Kindle, on your cell phone, on your computer, on your iPad, on your laptop, on whatever that's electronic that can read books. You just download the Kindle app, and Amazon has 100 free books, cookbooks, self-help, fiction, children's books, all sorts of stuff. That's at Amazon.com. We have the link for you at DougSteffen.com. And through today, also, you can get a free meal and pasta at Buca di Beppo, because apparently today is
What is that?
Buca di Beppo. Today is World Pasta Day.
Really?
So you can get free spaghetti at Buca di Beppo.
Spaghetti for everyone.
And you'll get to take home a free package of Rumo Italian pasta that you could eat later. So it's at Buca di Beppo. It's a chain. It's kind of like Olive Garden. It's a chain.
Yes.
Of restaurants.
And but not as big as...
Not as big as Olive Garden, no. Mm. But maybe better. But they're giving away free spaghetti today and giving you some to take home, too. So that's not too bad. I didn't know today was World Pasta Day. And you'll find all of this great stuff at the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com. So
I just noticed our video of the day today, Richie, is a way for you to pick up a woman at the gym.
Really? Where were these videos when I was hanging out at the gym?
Literally pick up a woman? Literally?
Well, maybe that's it. You see now. See how intelligent? There you go. Roberta's got the core, and she hasn't even seen the video yet. I think that's probably the theme there. You can check it out.
Oh, I've seen this one. This is hysterical.
.com. It is pretty funny. All right, so let's get back to this word, dimmitude, D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E. It is the word of the day. And so it's hard to use it in a sentence, even though it's used in the new health care bill. And it's on...
I'm just reading about the healthcare aspect of this.
Page 107 of the healthcare bill. I'd never heard the word until now. I suggested that you type it into Google and then read a little bit more about it. It's pretty interesting. The word D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D is found on page 107 of the healthcare bill. And when you look up the word on Google, yep, it exists. It's a real word. It is D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E is the Muslim system of controlling non-Muslim populations conquered through jihad. Specifically, it is the taxing of non-Muslims in exchange for tolerating their presence and is a coercive means of converting conquered remnants to Islam. The healthcare bill allows the establishment of dimyitude and also a Sharia diktat in our country. Muslims are specifically exempted from the government mandate to purchase insurance, that is, healthcare, and also from the penalty tax for being uninsured. Islam considers insurance to be gambling, and thus it is banned. Muslims are specifically granted exemption from this. So, if you are a non-Muslim, you could be liened by the IRS because you don't have health insurance. They could put liens on your assets, your real estate, cattle like I have, accounts receivable if you got a small business. You could go to prison because you don't want to buy insurance or pay the penalty tax. Meanwhile, people like Louis Farrakhan, no penalty. 100% of his health insurance needs paid for by the government insurance. So this is why people, and I think digging around in this stuff helps to clarify, this is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a political program. Most of you know by listening to us what our politics are. We don't all agree. But I will tell you, I find this to be extraordinarily offensive. Not even offensive. It goes beyond that. It's hard to believe. And it goes back to, many people will play the blame game. I don't blame anybody for this, other than the people who voted on it first in Congress, who didn't read the damn thing to begin with.
Yeah.
How would you vote? How could you possibly?
Well, we have to pass it before we can read it tell you what's in it.
It doesn't make any difference who you support. If this is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people, and this is a country that stands up for everyone. Okay, so you're standing up for these folks. That's fine. But how can you have two sets of rules based on religion or based on your understanding of what the religion is? And all this did was lay him open for the criticism that he ought to get for this being in the bill to begin with. But it more lays open the people who voted on it in the first place, Republicans and Democrats, who didn't know anything about or who didn't claim to have read. This is 1,200 pages. How are we going to read it? So, I don't know.
Staffers for.
I don't get. Other than this, you can read into.
See, I'm confused. I'm reading an article on factcheck.org.
Yeah.
And they obtained a list through the Freedom of Information Act of groups that have had successfully applied for exemptions from payroll taxes with regard to the health care bill.
Right.
And I don't think that any Muslim groups successfully have...
Well, they don't have to. They can just not do it. And
well,
when it goes to court...
No, I think you need to apply. So the ones that have gotten exemptions are the Mennonites, the Amish, and the Hutterites.
So far. Right.
Yeah.
Because they've applied under religious, and they're entitled to it. So why was it even in the bill? Why is it never, well, the idea here is for you to think about things that you never thought about. That's the idea behind the program in part.
This is a fascinating issue.
Yeah, it really is, and it's something that certainly it takes more time than we have here for it, but it just is so troubling to me.
I'm going to start a new religion that makes taxes against my religion and apply for this. You want you guys in with me?
501c3, help yourself.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, you started with that. I'm applying for one for Eastleigh Farm. We'll make it a religion.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, religion. Perfect.
We all worship the cows.
Yep.
It's against our
rules
to...
In India, they worship cows. We can do it here.
It's against our rules to gamble on our health. Therefore, we can't we can't pay health insurance. Sorry.
Yep.
It's against the rules.
Okay, there it is, boys and girls. We've figured it out. Now you have to think about it when you go to the polls. Not, again, just for the presidency, but all these people who voted for this thing and didn't read it, didn't know it was in it. It's extraordinary. It really is. Extraordinary. All right. So, Jennifer, you're going to update us on what's going on in the world of television in
just
a moment. That's your promise. That's the guarantee here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Airborne Guy here with great immune support news. New Airborne plus energy. We took Airborne's 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, like zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C, and added 8 B vitamins for energy support. Plus, it's caffeine-free. New Airborne plus energy in great-tasting natural citrus or berry flavors. Airborne, real immune support. Also an effervescent, chewables, and new hot soothing mix.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday is upon us. Jennifer is here to check out television. Were we talking about Drew Pinsky on the air or off the air?
Both.
Both, yes.
Where we discussed him and whether or not he was taking advantage of the situation by working his magic on the air.
Whether I had asked Jennifer whether I thought he was sincere in his efforts to help people or whether he was just doing it for the media, for the publicity, mm-hmm. like Dr. Phil does.
And I 100% think he's actually in it to do good for people.
I agree.
I mean, if he weren't, there was a story out this week that Michael Lohan asked him to go do the intervention for Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
There is no way he wouldn't get tons of publicity and tons of, you know, stuff for just himself had he done that, but he chose not to because he didn't want to make it a circus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he actually cares. I really
right.
do.
Yeah. All right. So I think that, yeah, that makes good sense. What else is going on in the world of TV?
Let's start with some ratings news, Dougie, because I know you like to know what's doing
well. Well, I think we wanted to know what the story was with the debate the other night, given football and baseball on
opposite. Well, I can tell you that, actually. Uh-huh. It was the lowest rated debate of the three, 59.2 million viewers watched, which was down 10% from the second debate and down 12% from the first debate. It was because it aired against Monday Night Football, which had had 10.7 million tuning in, and Major League Playoffs, which had 8.1 million. So it still won the night, but the numbers were down. All right, so let's talk about the fall season. Everybody wants to know which shows do well, what shows don't. The top 10 shows for the season, no big surprise here. Sunday Night Football is number one. Modern Family, number two. Big Bang Theory does well at number three. Sunday Night Pre-Kick is number four. The Voice is five. Grey's Anatomy, six. NCIS, seven. The Family Guy, also tied for seventh. The Voice, Tuesday nights, is at nine. And then Overtime on Fox is 10. Also on the list, the only new show that showed up is NBC's Revolution at number 11. Two and a Half Men is there, Once Upon a Time.
Glee, NCIS is not number one anymore. What's number one?
It's Sunday Night Football.
Oh, okay. That's not surprising, is it?
No, not a big surprise.
What's the number one drama on that list? I'm sorry, I didn't
know. Number one drama is Grey's Anatomy at number six, and then NCIS is at seven.
Is that surprising? Grey's Anatomy's been around for a long time.
It has been. It's doing really well. You know, I think it'll be interesting to see at the end of the year how everything does. That's usually when NCIS kind of pulls into gear, is when you look at the year as a whole. This is just the fall season.
Okay.
But, you know, it shows how well The Voice is doing. It shows how well football always does. And the newer shows on the list, Once Upon a Time and Two Broke Girls, are still holding on. So that's kind of cool. Fox announced yesterday that the 12th season of American Idol will kick off with a two-night premiere Wednesday, January 16th, and Thursday, January 17th. Also, The Following, which is they've been doing a lot of publicity for The Following, starring Kevin Bacon. It's going to start on Monday, January 21st. And then my boyfriend, Kiefer Sutherland, and his show, Touch, will come back on Friday, February 1st, just in time for my birthday. Thanks, guys at Fox.
Yeah.
Will Arnett announced on Tuesday that Conan O'Brien and Andy Richter are going to appear in the fourth season of Arrested Development. That's big news. There's a lot of star power. Well, because Arrested Development is coming back just for a short wrap-up season before the movie, and there's a lot of star power that they're adding, a lot of guest stars, so this is just the latest to the list.
Got it.
Charlize Theron has a new show. It's a Viking drama that her production company is working on called The Clan.
A Viking drama.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Can you see her with horns on her head?
Is this a regular network show or something that will be on the cable?
ABC picked it up.
Really?
So this is going to be a biggie. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's very
It'll be, medieval Scotland, where the clans battle one another and the Viking invaders.
All right, so here's the story of this sports talk host, Scott Torgerson. Who's a host in Columbus, Ohio, on a sports talk radio. We all know sports talk has become very big, very popular. He's the co-host of a morning program on an FM station called The Fan. Wow, that's pretty unique. You'd never expect a sports talk radio station to be called The Fan, would you? So anyway, he is tweeting on Saturday afternoon, I guess watching a game, and he writes, quote, wish Desmond Howard would get fired or die so I could watch game day again. So he deleted the message, but not before he got fired. And so it's there, as one has said, once it's in whatever cyberspace you have, it's always there. Why would he be fired?
Okay, so he made a joke and said he wants him to die just so he can watch his television show again. I mean,
I don't think he really means
that. Yeah, do you seriously think he wants him to die? I mean, give me a break.
Apparently the owners of the station, I don't
bunch
know who
of chickens. Owns Stand up station. For your employees.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen anymore. Are you kidding? That doesn't happen anymore. That's why
stand
I don't want to work
for
any
employees.
Big companies, because nobody stands up for anybody.
The radio business, the broadcast business, get out.
That's what, that's really what this WBNS is, the station. All right, anyway.
Silly.
Thank you for the star, Richie. 51 after on Good Day.
Stand up for your rights. Get up.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Pit time on Good Day, 53 past the hour. At this point during most weeks, Tom Kreitler is here. He is the co-host of the syndicated weekend program, The Money Pit, a home improvement radio show that really does what it suggests. It is a way for you to lose a lot of money. Listen to Tom and lose.
Get out of the money pit business.
All right. Okay. So questions and answers. Questions from listeners. Tom takes these questions week in and week out. You can email him at the Money Pit. You can also go to 888 Money Pit. That's still a number, right?
Yep. 888 Money Pit. 24/7. We answer those calls.
Answer the send your thoughts, questions, whatever. Sarah writes, we have at least one light bulb on our back porch that seems to burn out about every couple of weeks. Our home was built in 1943, but the electrical box has been updated. It's not a jumbled mess. Any ideas on what could be the cause of this el problemo?
Well, you know, every time I hear about this problem on a porch, I always think about the fact that the door is opening and closing and the wall that that light fixture is on probably gets a lot of vibration. And in situations like that, in a slightly older home, you might want to consider what's called a rough service light bulb. It's a little bit more of a heavy-duty filament than a traditional light bulb. And that is, of course, if you're going to use incandescent. You could probably also solve this issue, Sarah, if you simply replace this with an LED, which is more of an appliance-like circuit, electronic circuit that causes the light to come on. It doesn't rely on a very delicate filament. The other thing, though, to be concerned about is that once in a while you'll get a bad light fixture that will cause some resistance to build up, and that could potentially be unsafe. And considering that those light fixtures that we use outside our back doors these days are really pretty inexpensive, I mean, you can buy one for probably between $25 and $50. I might also consider replacing that. But in terms of the bulb, an LED is probably going to be the easiest solution for you because it's easier to find than the rough service bulbs, which you'd have to buy at a commercial supply house or order online.
All right. I don't agree with that. I think the LED bulb's a junk. I never.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm
really?
Kidding.
No
yeah.
way.
They burn out all the time. Here, have them on the farm. I replaced 30 of them in the barn and put them in one of those cage things so they'd be protected.
Yeah?
They burn out all the time. If I get 3 months out of them, I'm lucky.
You talking about LEDs or CFLs?
What's a CFL?
The curly Q ones.
The LEDs are regular light bulbs that have the different filaments in them, right?
No.
What are they?
I thought you're talking about high efficiency there's halogens.
Yeah.
That look like traditional.
These are LEDs. Are they halogens?
No, I think you're talking about ones that are halogens. Yeah, LEDs are different.
How? What do they look like?
Well, they actually look quite strange. For example, there's a new one out that won a prize from the Department of Energy this past year that's made by Philips. And it looks like a yellow bulb. It has the color of like a bug bulb. Remember those old bug bulbs?
Yeah.
But that's because the lens, actually, when the light goes through, it turns out that it changes it to this very pleasant white light. And I've got a bunch of those in my house now, and I've got to tell you, they're great. Really great.
Huh. Huh.
Yep.
All right. As we digress here, we'll go back. David wants to get a hold of you. He wants to ask you a question. David, go ahead. You're on with Tom.
Hi, Dave.
Hello. Oh,
yeah, hi. That's me. Hey, greetings from San Francisco. Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you about cisterns. And since you do a network show, you might have some idea whether, you know, there are state laws or county laws about installing cisterns. Are there, like, zoning laws at all, or can people pretty well just, you know, drop one in the backyard?
First, it depends on whether or not you work at night or in the morning or during the day.
What's,
you
know, a cistern? Let's explain what a cistern is. Do you have it? What, David, what do you mean cistern? How do you define cistern? What is it?
Well, I come from Missouri, and, you know, in the old farmhouses, they would catch the water in the gutters off the roof,
yep,
and then it would go into a big tank in the backyard. It might be a big one, you know, 10 feet deep and 5 feet across or something. It might hold 1,000 gallons or whatever. But that was basically, you collect the rainwater off the roof.
Yeah. Now, oh, it's, okay.
Yeah, so in, you know, in the drought last year, it would make sense, you know, if there's like feast and famine kind of rainfall, getting a cistern in the backyard.
So how big would you have to get? You're talking about getting the runoff from all the buildings in your property and putting it into one tank.
Well, could be. I mean, yeah, I don't know if you, like you, Doug, own 10 million acres, don't you? But, you know, the idea that somebody with a suburban lawn versus somebody with 10 acres, you know, are there different county ordinances?
In California, it's about as green as it gets, so I can't imagine that this would be difficult to do. And it sounds like an oversized rain barrel to me.
Yeah.
And the difference is that you have to dig to install this, and that leads to other complications. So just keep in mind that if you put this in, you're going to have a significant amount of maintenance associated with it. But there very well may be some ordinances that say you can't do it. But one thing you definitely have to do is you have to check for underground obstructions
before
you dig anything.
Hope that helps.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.